Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep for a while earlier and I dreamt that we had traded Jimmy Graham. Oh my God, we have! And thanks for joining us on a special episode of the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Strip Jeff.
Jeffrey Graham?
Not anymore. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. I've been sobered by this news that the Saints had traded Jimmy Graham to Seattle. So that, along with a bunch of crazy free agency moves in the first couple of hours, prompted us to record this emergency show. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, or Mickey Loomis might trade you. Jason, welcome to the show. Do you have a number?
I do. I'm just trying to figure out what it is. No, I actually did. I should have. I told everybody to get it, but of course I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Just on my third beer.
All right.
Enjoy the Pelicans win tonight on top of...
Dude, they're on a roll.
Playing well, man.
Trying to make them playoffs. Okay, we'll have a Pelican plunge later on, but first, Damon is unable to join us for the beginning of the show if he is finished yanking it before we finish talking about
jerking it in there.
Then he'll come on and we'll get a little "oh, you didn't know." But in the meantime, let's talk about this. So obviously the top story of the day, we're going to do no segments really, introduction this one. Jimmy Graham, like we said in the intro, traded to Seattle. What was your instant reaction?
It took me a while to process. It was just shock. It just wasn't expected at all.
Right?
I wasn't necessarily mad. It was just, I was just stunned.
I think within the first, like, so I'm in a meeting. I'm in, like, a conference room meeting with, you know, higher-ups and all that. And then the text comes in, and I just happen to look at it, and I see that. And I couldn't react because I'm in this meeting. But I'm sitting here shitting all over myself. I had, like, fear, panic, anger, eventual acceptance, I guess.
You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was sitting at my desk. All of a sudden, I got a phone call from Courtney, and he's like, "Did you hear the news?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "All right, I hope you're sitting down." He's like, "Name the three players, you know, New Orleans athletes that you wouldn't want traded." So I'm like, "All right, Anthony Davis, Drew Brees. One and two," and then I took a guess, not necessarily because I didn't want him to be traded, but just the highest profile guy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Graham, he's like, "Yeah, you know, Jay Glazer reporting it." So I'm like, "Shit, if he reports it, more than likely it's confirmed." So it's like, "Shit, all right." So I kind of just kind of stunned for a bit, shit, and then just Twitter's exploding, and it's just like, okay,
wow.
You know, I guess the more I've looked at it, the more I'm okay with it and don't really have an issue. I mean, he is a big playmaker on offense, and it's a lot to replace, but I just think the haul that you're getting the all-pro center in return, which is, look, offensive line is a spot we said needed to be addressed.
And I agree he was a playmaker and whatnot, but if Breeze doesn't have that line, we saw what happens when Breeze doesn't have that line.
Right, I mean, clearly.
You can have all the Jimmy Grahams you want, but Drew Brees is throwing interceptions.
Exactly.
And when he has time, he can elevate any player up to elite status.
I mean, look, our offense was top five or six the 4 years before Jimmy arrives. So
yeah, it's not like we cannot win without
him. It's not like our offense is going to go to like 23rd in the league or something without him.
Exactly. And Josh, how many times last year did you see Josh Hill heading down the sidelines for an interception and you thought for a minute it was Jimmy Graham?
You mean a reception?
What did I say, interception?
Well, as long as he's not running any reverses, I think we're good. So,
I mean, we talked about it during the season that Josh Hill was
I mean, look, you, up and you're coming. You're not going to replace his production, but maybe you don't necessarily have to. But you've got, you know, second year of Cooks coming on. You still got Colston. You still got Stills. And look, maybe it's not a bad thing to have a guy like Jimmy where Breeze isn't trying to force it into triple coverage all the time.
Right. Well, that was something somebody had mentioned on Twitter, too, was, you know, sometimes it's that this might be better because of that. I mean, how many times have we complained about that, that Breeze stares Jimmy down? And he's got wide open receivers that he doesn't throw to.
Considering what we got in return, I'm not upset about it.
And what do we get? Because they're number one draft pick, which is 31.
31st, and Max Unger, 28-year-old All-Pro center. Mm-hmm. And we give up Jimmy, and we give up our fourth round pick this year.
We give up our fourth round.
Yeah.
But I thought we got something else. No.
Nope. Thank you.
So we gave Jimmy and a four.
So, look, you get in a first-round pick, which is nice. Now, clearly, they need to hit on the pick. I mean, if they just draft another Patrick Robinson, then you could look back and say, you know, the trade sucked.
Well, according to the mock drafts.
Jesus. I mean, that's going to be the key. They have to hit on the picks now. I mean, but it's pretty interesting that with the other releases that they've made, I mean, they really viewed 7 and 9 as, all right, we need to really fix, we need to make a drastic change to right the ship. It's interesting that they don't feel that Jimmy's part of that.
Well, I want to read. Yeah. So, well, I'm not going to read the tweets yet. We did get a lot of tweets. This is the most look at him tweets.
I guess we're going to have a big segment. But I think Mortensen came out with reports that Jimmy in the locker room wasn't
right
happy over the deal, you know, all his issues last year.
Do you think he was a locker room issue throughout the year? I would think he's a little more professional than that.
You would think it has to be something. Now, Loomis came out today and said, we're going to use the assets from the Jimmy trade to revamp our defense, which has been terrible. He acknowledged that.
Okay.
But it's hard for me to think that there wasn't something going on, whether they felt just his immaturity or...
Well, because this, you know what I think it is shocking as far as talking about rebuilding and everything. You dropped Pierre Thomas, you dropped Curtis Lofton, and now you traded Jimmy Graham. I mean, these are three household names. And, I mean, I know that you can, you know, New England does this. This is how you stay relevant. Is or are the Saints maybe going into a run first? Offense with
look with keeping Ingram and getting the line, they're still going to run, but this is a Peyton offense. They're still going to pass. This isn't just going to say, oh no, we're going to be the, you know, whatever greatest rushing offenses of all time. That's not going to be the case. We're still going to throw the ball a lot. We still have Drew Brees.
And I also saw somebody mention on Twitter that with as far as the Curtis Lofton drop, it was this someone within the organization. It's claimed that someone within an organization said, we don't want just a good linebacker. We want a great linebacker.
Look, our linebackers have been pretty pedestrian. Look, Lofton's got a lot of tackles, but tackles could be a little misleading.
Yeah. What's to the rumors about us being interested in New England's what's his name? Browner.
Browner. And they also Tremont Williams, the Green Bay.
Yeah, he's a New Iberia. Wait, where's Tremont Williams?
Assumption. I think they said and played at Louisiana Tech. Mm-hmm.
It's Louisiana boy.
So at least we still do have to address the cornerback position, obviously. So
now you have two positions. You have the cornerback and linebacker you have to address.
Yeah, and look, and that extra first round pick should help that. You got to think.
Mm-hmm.
But getting rid of the players, like you have to get rid of your emotional attachment to players.
Yeah.
That's what.
Well, if Jimmy was part of the locker room problem, then I am really I'm okay with this. But if Jimmy was part of the locker room problem, I'm really okay with it. Because I'm sorry, no one's above that. That is a cohesive locker room.
This is Peyton's team. I mean, we had
somebody I retweeted what somebody said, that they said this is Peyton has finally become Bill Parcells. You know, he's reasserting his dominance in the locker room.
We had a team of 7-9 knuckleheads last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had.
Knuckleheads.
That's not going to get it done. So look, whatever it takes.
Well, and now, look at even last year, the offense was top
offense
of the league.
Was still fine, right? Our defense was pathetic.
Made them look bad.
It was almost 2012 level.
Yeah.
Almost 2012 level.
You shore up the offensive line like they're doing. Drew Brees gets better, which means all the passing game doesn't get affected. You can take it. We won the Super Bowl with an old Jeremy Shockey.
I mean, this offense. This
you
offense,
have a young Josh Hill now.
Right. This offense should still be a top 10 offense in the league. The defense needs to be better, or else you're not going to win shit.
Exactly. So something else I read was that word on the street was that the Saints, before this all was up there, was that the Saints had put the word out that almost like the whole team is up on the table. Like every player that we have is making an offer. Now, I don't know if that's exaggerating. I mean, maybe they said everybody except Breeze. But
no,
the rumor is that they said to other teams, like, make us an offer on
it. Well, no,
like,
I think it's pain. I think it's just guys they wanted to, like, Gillette was on the block, Raphael Bush was on the block.
Yeah, well, that was what people
Hawthorne, Lofton, all the guys that they were kind of thinking about maybe getting rid of.
You were just seeing what they could get for them. Which maybe everybody does that too, you know?
It's all jibba-jabber conversation.
Jibba-jabber. Jibba-jabber in there!
Yeah. So it's an interesting day for sure. Something just not –
Yeah,
you know, people just did not expect. So hopefully in 3 years we don't look back and say, man, what the fuck did we do?
Yeah. Now let me read. Now let's go straight in, actually, into look at him tweets. A lot. I'm going to just read them, comment on them, whatever, pass them if you think whatever, but here we go. So the first one we got related to this one would be from Neil, and he asks, have they gone completely fucking mad? Now, here's what's going to be interesting. I think the whole Saints Houdat Nation went through the same wave of emotion, where at first it was just anger, and then it was fear, and then, you know, like I said before, it was that wave of emotion, and then finally acceptance. Because when you listen to the tweets, and then I actually listened to WWL for this one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and you could hear everybody calling in was like, you know what? I could see that.
It just shows you in the NFL. Look, we love the Fleur-de-Lis logo on the helmet. Yeah, the players under the jerseys are nice, but players move on. The Saints team is always our team. We love the Saints.
Well, loving the player is one thing, but the other thing is the worry. I wasn't worried for Jimmy Graham's feelings or not. I was worried that...
No, you attached to him, and he was a great player for us.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're worried that we're going to have a drop in talent at that position that has been key to our offensive success. But then you start to remind yourself that Josh Hill... replaced him. Is Josh Hill a better blocker?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You got to think pretty much anybody's a better blocker than Jimmy, but I don't.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, this could have been sabotage to Seattle. But that was the other part I had to say is, like, I could see this trade to anybody, but, like, why Seattle?
Well, at least it wasn't Atlanta.
I know, yeah.
But, right, but I mean, like, now, right, we got to go through fucking Seattle, so... That'd be interesting. We get a playoff game against Seattle this year.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
No, by then, Jimmy, if it's a playoff game, Jimmy will be hurt by then.
I mean, look, they need help on the defensive side of the ball. And the line, getting the center helps the line. Getting the pick will hopefully help.
And how
plus two, look, you got all these guys now, the dreaded quote-unquote former basketball players starting to switch over to play foot. You got a lot more athletes playing tight end now. You could pluck a guy. You could find a guy.
Something we predicted on the show like a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's their thinking. Like, hey, we'll go with Hill for now, and we'll get a developmental guy again. And in 2 years, boom, you got maybe not quite Jimmy Graham, but something similar enough.
You don't need the best. You know what I mean? look at the teams who have won the Super Bowls, except for the Patriots.
Well, right, the Patriots do. But we need the help elsewhere.
But the Patriots haven't won, you know, besides this one, they haven't won many years before, and all these other teams that have won have had good tight ends.
I mean, hell, Tony Gonzalez, he never even won a – well, he did win a one right. playoff game.
So you got to keep reminding yourself, just because he's one of the best at his position doesn't mean you can't win without him. Okay.
We need the help elsewhere.
Well, that's the other thing, right? You need more. You need it everywhere else. What was the money situation? How did this
help? We saved $2 million this year, so it's not a big deal this year, but then in the next 2 years, we're getting a boatload, you know, off the cap. But I don't know that this was strictly a cap move. I think they just... Maybe something irked him. I mean, remember he was hurt, and yet he still played in the Pro Bowl and decided not to have surgery. Maybe they just didn't, you know, maybe they were a little put off by that.
Yeah.
It's got to be some other reason than strictly cap.
I'm sure that's a combination of things. The cap thing was what probably made it like, hey, you know what? We can get rid of this guy and we can save money. Bonus. Okay, so the next one, Neil asks, any truth to the rumor that Damon is getting traded to Pat O'Brien's?
It'd be a lot cooler if he did.
All right, then we
except
got...
Damon doesn't drink. He'd have to...
No, he'd be the bartender.
Right.
All right, so then Emmanuel 80s says, is okay, we need picks for load the defense. The offense will be okay, and now we have a great center.
Again, I agree. We can't draft another Patrick Robinson at 31. We got to draft somebody who will be a key team.
Then Neil echoed your we love the Fordley on the helmet sentiment by saying shocked, but we'll all still be fans.
Yeah, look, we're going to move.
They come, they go.
The Saints are our team, win or lose. I mean, if we sat through the shit years that we've had in the past, we're still going to be around.
That's right.
Whoever comes in and puts on that helmet, we're going to love him.
And I love that Neil actually used the look at them tweets hashtag.
It's trending.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Intercontinental.
That's right. Then Jay Grizzy, 228, he was a guest on the show last year, says we got a Pro Bowl center. Saints must hit on both first rounders. I also think we might be heading to a run first team. And that's actually what Jay Grizzy, you're the one who prompted me to ask Jason the question. Earlier.
I mean, we're not going to be run first, but we're going to, bringing back Ingram at some would say a high price. I think it's a fair price for a young guy.
What about Lilito Burrito? Why couldn't he play center?
I was wondering that myself. I thought he was going to get the job, but.
Well, maybe he'll.
He'll cite the guard. An interesting thing. Nothing happened with Evans or Nubs.
Well, I was going to ask, do you think this is going to make Nubs better? Like, maybe part of Nubs' problem was because he was playing next to Goodwin.
I'm sure it didn't help.
You know?
Getting an all-pro, of course. I mean, that's what made our centers good before when we had Evans and Nick surrounding him. So, I don't know, the guy up there, it'll help out. It's interesting that, I mean, neither guard has taken a pay cut yet. Neither one's been released. And that was, I think a lot of us just assumed at least one of them would be either cut or gone, or pay cut or gone.
Unless you have their replace. Well, Lilito could replace one of them.
I mean, he could slide over to guard, I suppose.
He's pretty flexible.
And maybe they still could decide to restructure later on. I don't know, but.
How big is Lilito?
Got to be 300 pounds, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And every lineman in the NFL is 300 pounds.
Yeah. I'm almost 300 pounds. That's why I'm back in the gym. okay, so then we got Neil coming in with, so Mark Ingram will be Breeze's weapon of choice from now on?
No, I just spread the wealth.
Like we did in 09.
Like we did it, I mean, all the time before. Yeah. You know, we still have Colston that can play in the slot.
Cooks is coming back.
Good side, right. Cooks is coming back. Stills is going to be back. So, I mean, there's going to be other players coming on.
Offered on Meacham yet, huh? No one's picked him up.
Yeah, I think he's done.
he might retire like Jake Locker.
I think the offense will be fine.
Yeah. Okay, so then Craig in Baltimore comes in with, Jimmy's a very good player who could have been great, but he's hurt too often and lacks concentration. I agree. He is soft.
He played through injuries this past year.
I think there's some truth to that statement. I wouldn't say it's so definitively that to say that he's soft, but I think he's had times where Damon's brought it up too, and we've seen it—the alligator arms.
Oh yeah, look, he's definitely shown his fair share of alligator arms.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, for those of you who don't know what alligator arms, another way to look at it is T-Rex arm.
T-Rex arm. Like a shysta.
We need to get a alligator, a voice for the alligator. Like maybe some crazy coon ass. All right.
Enough fans, I think, are rationalize it. I think who's more hurt are the female fans because they all love Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
And they're all the ones that buy all the 80 jerseys. Again, another...
Oh, they are already on the sales racks.
Another reason to not buy jerseys. I mean, you just never know.
Yep.
Never know.
David Leroux comes in with, at first I was shocked, but it makes sense if we're going to go to a more ground and pound, better play action opportunities.
You seem to be taking all these ground and pound Russian tweets.
I know. Everybody thinks we're going to run the ball now.
We're not going to run it more than pass, but we are, like the run game has, the percentage has improved the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And we know that Ingram does better when he gets more.
And we know it's good to have, you know, you can't just not run the ball. But
yeah,
you know, Breeze might not throw for 5,000 yards; he'll still throw for 4,500 yards.
Yeah,
and that'll be fine. We're still gonna air it out.
All right, now at MSoulDub comes in with chances we get Browner. The Saints do everything to keep Keenan, right? So that brings up the whole Keenan conversation. Did he tweet something today or say something?
He put something on Instagram saying like Saints better guarantee my deal, or might not show up to training camp, or he wants to be released. He just very emotional with everything going on in the last couple of days. Basically, just wants to know that he's going to be here. I mean, he likes it here. He's from here. He don't want to go anywhere. He don't want to be traded, I guess.
Well, but that's not the way you handle something like that.
Well, right. It's not. It's
guarantee
not.
Me or I'm not coming.
I think it's just an emotional outburst. I'm not worried about him. I mean, fuck,
him. Here's the thing. The sentiment of that comes from you guys don't show any loyalty. I want a commitment, you know, or else. But to make a threat like that shows that you don't have the commitment. Oh. Now, that being said, he's a – you know, young guy.
He's not going on the internet. Saints on his right. They're not just going to dump him.
Yeah. No. I think Saints fans got a little scared of that one, though.
Well, I was a little nervous at first, but I'm like, he'll be fine. He'll be
now,
back.
Did he backpedal after that?
Maybe a little bit. He says he doesn't want to play anywhere else but New Orleans. So, look, he'll be fine.
I think, yeah, it was a emotional outburst.
Fine. I mean, you know, losing Lofton, I'm sure, and then the rumors about Bush, too, and
yeah, that's why we don't record so urgently, folks, is we don't want to say things that we're going to regret. But we do it anyway. All right, so then, let's see, Neil posted a picture of Beavis.
It's a fire sale. Yeah, everything must go.
Then the Neil
tweeted, look at this tweet. Every once in a while, Neil, just randomly just do that.
Look at his tweet. So then Neil gave us the I fell asleep for a while earlier and dreamt that we had traded. Oh, my God, we have. So thank you, Neil, for providing the cold open for the show.
Yeah, there you go.
So then we got, let's see, Neil again. Neil was active today.
He's on fire today.
Yeah, he says, on a positive, at least we all have one Seahawks fan that we like. Damn. Yeah, I can't hate Jimmy. So
not yet. When he scores a touchdown against the Saints, you'll hate him.
Dead to us.
Yeah.
Then Neil came in with, mind you, I'm still more sad at Pierre being released than Jimmy being traded, and I kind of agree. Like when you really think about it, I feel like more. I don't know.
You think about it, you have more years of love for a player that was here, who was also here on the Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lot more connected to him than you are to Jimmy. As great as Jimmy was, you know, everybody loved Pierre. Nobody had anything bad to say about Pierre, and he won the Super Bowl. So,
Okay. Now, the best one is, I don't know who made the original, but I retweeted it. It said, Saints looking at every team trade request like, and it was a picture of Anthony Davis doing the Let 'Em Have It commercial. The word just says, Let 'Em Have It. That might be the best tweet of it all. Then you have, let's see.
I want to trade Jeremy Graham for a center and a first round pick. You got to see a special man.
Let 'Em Have It. Dude, somebody needs to make that.
That's funny.
Somebody needs to make that and put it on YouTube. Okay, so yeah, then I don't know who said this one, but I said it earlier. Today's the day Sean Payton became Bill Parcells. No bullshit coach reasserting himself in that locker room. It's a new day. And it made me think, Grandpa Sean is gone. He drank from the fountain of youth.
Unless Sean and Mickey just don't have it anymore, but
they're desperate.
Unless they don't know what the fuck they're doing, it's like, ah, fuck it, people will love us anyway.
They want to get out of town, so how do you do that? It's like Major League. You dismantle the team and you lose.
Right.
No, there's something to this madness. Like
they were just clearly Peyton was not happy with 7-9 and the way this, you know, the way the team performed this year, all the issues with this team this year.
Dude, I mean, this is some drastic stuff.
We really haven't had such a drastic offseason since in between 05 and 06.
And you need to do – I mean, you got the cap issue. You have to stay competitive. You have to make change. The other thing, too, is how predictable did Jimmy Graham make our offense? And I ask that honestly. You know, perhaps that's part of it, too, is that without Jimmy – Sean can hide things again. You know how Sean Payton likes that, you know, the lesser known player, so people don't key in on him. So now teams don't know what to do. I mean, teams figured out how to cover us. Well, not really, because we
teams
still
figured out how to
passing.
Teams figured out how to cover Jimmy.
Yeah, they knew how to take him out to make him.
But it does go back to what Damon has always talked about. As much as I kind of shoot it for a while, the Patriots way of just cutting a play, you know, doesn't seem like a good move to the fans, but it works out.
Well, yeah. Like you've said, players come and players go. Guess what?
We love the Saints. We love whoever's in that uniform.
Right. Somebody else will come in and we'll have a new favorite.
Right. Right. I mean, look, in 5-6 years, it's going to be a whole new group. You know, it's just going to that's just the way it is.
Yep. Now, all right, let's move into NFL Reach Around. So that we can cover all the other moves that happened today. I'll start with Frank Gore heading over to Indianapolis.
Who was going to go to Philly.
That was the expectation, right?
And then he's going to get a little cold feet. And then he's signing with the Colts, which I think for like, I mean, I think it's a 2 or 3 year deal, but he's getting like maybe $7 or $8 million guaranteed. Like he's getting as much guaranteed money as Ingram. Now, Gore's 32 years old. Running back, he's about to fall off the cliff. So when people discuss Ingram being overpaid, like I think it's right. It's about right. It's not under. I just don't think it's an overpay. You got certain backs that are making a lot more money, and $4 million a year for a running back if he can produce, you know, 1,200-1,300 yards the next handful of seasons. To me, it's worth it. So it's just interesting to see Gore so sought after. I mean, I thought he's nearing the end of his career.
But, well, with him and then Andre Johnson going there too.
Oh,
is that true?
I think the Colts are the favorite in the clubhouse right now to land him.
Mm.
That's
stacking, man.
Well, look, you got Andrew Luck. You got to take advantage of it.
That's some serious upgrades. Well, they got rid of Reggie Wayne, so you have to.
I mean, their offense was still good. It's their line and their defense, and the one their rushing game with Trent Richardson.
Yeah. What about the Bradford?
That was
Eagles.
Dude, what are the Eagles doing? The Eagles signed a cornerback to a $60 million deal.
I think they thought they were going to get Frank Gore.
Well, yeah, I'm clearly, and but
talk about your all-time backfires.
I mean, I guess I don't have an issue with them getting rid of of Foles, but bringing on Bradford, who's had two ACL surgeries, on top of, you know, them already trading McCoy and letting Jeremy Maclin sign somewhere else. I mean, they're just
Eagles fans that must be shitting.
Thank God I'm not Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan.
Ooh. Oh, that's so depressing.
Ugh, is it?
Just life in general as an Eagles fan?
Ugh, kill me.
So what else happened?
Dominican Sue signs.
Oh, Miami?
Yeah, with the Dolphins.
Big contract.
And then Detroit turns around and trades for Haloni Ngata from Baltimore. Today was just a crazy day. Crazy day with just a lot of stuff going on. And then Darrell Revis goes back to the Jets with another massive deal. I mean, he is just playing the system, like $40 million guaranteed.
Because I thought the Patriots had him, right?
Yeah, they declined his option, so he became a free agent.
Oh, I thought they were trying to hold on to him.
No, did they sign somebody or bring somebody? I think they kept one of their own guys, but they couldn't afford Revis, no.
Okay. Well, because I was thinking them holding on to Revis was what would might give us a chance at Browner.
I mean, we still have a chance at Browner. I don't think there's still a handful of cornerbacks out in the market. They're not going to pay a lot. Now, a couple of cornerbacks signed massive deals. The Saints aren't going to – Saints are going to wait and let the market settle a little bit. They don't – they're not going to go that far. But
did you see Steven Jackson's tweets?
Why? He's nobody's going to pick him. I don't –
Mark Ingram retweeted it. Our position has become endangered, so I'm reaching out to running backs across the league. We need to save it. SaveTheRunningBack.org. I'm going to bite.
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm going to look at it and see what this is.
Oh, my God.
A plea for help.
Oh, I hope it's tubgirl.com. You remember?
I remember. I remember that. Save the running back. Is Walter Payton video right here? An email to your lead. I'm writing on behalf of SaveTheRunningBack.org, an organization founded by Pro Bowl running back Steven Jackson, to express my dissatisfaction with the way that running backs are being treated in the professional
Zotolo!
Running backs aren't all the same. They're not interchangeable. I yearn for the days of yesteryear when
they kind of are.
Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, and Emmitt Smith were allowed to run free. The NFL was built on carries of men like them. Please value the running back position in the way that it was meant to be valued, because when we do, everybody wins. Yeah, this has to be a joke. This has to be a joke.
It might not be. Guy was a Falcon for a handful of years.
Let's see. Want to draw attention to restore the value of the position he loves and to ensure that other new.
Okay, that's okay. We get it. We get it.
I'm trying to figure out what's the real angle here.
He's an idiot, and you know what? No team is going to pick him up. He's done. He's done. He's just trying to stay relevant. He's out of the NFL right now.
Yeah, this is his new business. He's selling shirts.
That's all it is. Of course, he's trying to make money somehow.
Trying to make a buck.
He's probably spent all his fucking money.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So.
All right, what other
facts? Thomas signs with Jackson.
Took a little detour there, didn't I?
Yeah. Julius Thomas goes from Peyton Manning to Blake Bortles.
Whoa.
Which, hey, look, he got a lot of money. I don't fault any player for
spending. I don't fault Jacksonville for trying that either. Right?
Well, Jacksonville had a lot of money to spend, and they had to spend it.
Yeah.
But now word is they're trying to get DeMarco Murray, too. Because Dallas, I don't think, is going to pay a lot for Murray at all, and the Jaguars are going to have all this cash for him. So,
yep.
If he's smart, he signs with Jacksonville.
I just saw this tweet from Alley of Sin. We just robbed the Seahawks blind. We gave them a tight end who can't block. We got back a top flight center and a first round pick. So here's Jason Lockenfora. Says, just had a thought. Since Richard Sherman did his hand gesture during the Super Bowl, Revis got a ring on him and got $39 million fully guaranteed to Sherman's $11 million. You're locking for it, talking trash.
I don't care. I don't care. Good.
All right. Okay, so what else you got? Any other big moves to talk about?
I can't think of any.
Oh, that's the one. Jake Locker. Announced his retirement. I really wanted Damon to be on for that one because, you know, Damon's position on players saying they're announcing their retirement.
He's only 26.
Yeah, right. I'm retiring. Yeah, translation, nobody wants me.
All right, I guess that's it. NFL reach around. Just crazy free agency, and it's not over yet.
All right, then in that case, let's do a little Pelican plunge.
The game. Yeah. Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
Yeah, yeah, pass the ball, final casting call, first of all, verbal
not plunging.
Oh, I should do, we should do it, Pelican plunge.
finished that, this was, they had a stretch of 7 games in 10 days, today was the last of those games, and somehow they went 5-2 in that stretch without, you know, missing Davis for a couple of games. They had a great win last night at Milwaukee, we got out to a lead and it was close, and then we kind of built it away at the end, but Davis had 43 points last night, just making everything, but Tyreke Evans rolled his ankle last night. So it looks like he's going to be out. It's day to day. There's 4 days until our next game. So he could come back Sunday. Hopefully it's not that bad, but anywhere from a week to 2 weeks. Probably not 2 weeks, but probably a week. He'll miss. But even without him, so they played right back tonight, second of a back to back. Started out really slowly. I think we were down 17-4 at one point in the first quarter. But just started clicking. I mean, everybody contributed. Davis didn't have a monster game. Just a lot. All the starters were in double figures. And we ended up beating them by like 20 points. So they're currently, I think, 6 games above 500 and tied with Oklahoma City for the AC, the West. So somehow, despite being shorthanded, these guys are playing well. I mean, the moves, Quincy Pondexter was on fire tonight for three. The moves bringing in Norris Cole with Evans being down, having Cole in there to run point, and he had 16, 17 points today. These fringe moves that Dell made, we basically traded a second-round pick, Austin Rivers, and who's the asshole who was on our – John Salmons, and we got back Pondexter and Norris Cole, who have been dynamite. And look, this team is – They're having fun playing basketball, man. They're starting to, they're continuing the process of just starting to know where each other, know where everybody else is on the court. It's been fun to watch, and just hope. I don't know that they can sustain it, but I'm almost speechless at how great they played the last week and a half. So just look, just keep pushing, man. It's exciting. The arena's more filled up now, being in the race. So just keep it up, man, and just do Davis things. I think they got a couple more road games. So I think we get Milwaukee home, but then I think we're at. We got an Eastern Conference team and then a Western Conference team. So hopefully they can keep winning. And, I don't know if they can catch Oklahoma City, but Dallas has been kind of struggling a little bit. They lost again tonight. So who knows? We could catch Dallas. I mean, anything's possible. So I like the way they're playing. I just hope they can keep it up.
So now, last time I asked you about, our April 15th game against the Spurs, like, what are the odds that we're going to – That might be a game that puts us in the playoffs if we win. You said 5%.
I'll go up to 25%.
Alright.
Still more than likely not.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, there's definitely a chance. Look, with Andy Davis, you got a chance.
Hells yeah.
And just with the way Motlamani's got him playing good basketball, Gordon's been lights out from three since he's come back from three. Pretty amazing, really. So it's just I'm excited. It's fun.
All right, and I will say, for that April 15th game, the Pelicans, if you buy tickets to that game, there's three packages that you can buy. The red pack, the blue pack, or the gold pack. The red pack is a $16 balcony end ticket, and with that you'll get a post-game group photo, or actually with all of them. And if you buy that ticket, $5 will be donated to Relay for Life. The blue pack is a $30 balcony corner ticket. You get the post-game group photo, free Pierre the Pelican bobblehead, and $5 of that will go to Relay 5. And the gold pack is a $57 lower corner ticket, post-game group photo, free Pierre bobblehead. $10 of that goes to Relay for Life. And so that is the fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, who is partnered with the Pelicans. And if anybody is going to go to that game or wants to go to that game, purchase your tickets at pelicans.com/groups/ticket pass and use the keyword relay. And that way you'll be able to go to the game and support the American Cancer Society at the same time. So there's our philanthropic effort of the month.
Okay. Well, that's funny because I sold my tickets to that game to a friend. So if I want to go to the game, I'm going to have to buy tickets.
That's right. Use keyword relay.
Or reach around.
No, don't use keyword reach around, because then the money's not going to go there. It's going to go to Damon or something. All right. We're not going to do a final thoughts, I guess, because this is a different kind of show. So that is all the show we have for you tonight. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Don't Patrol podcast. We're also on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, DontPatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, goalpost dunking donkeys.
Oh, good night, Hootat Nation.